Thanks for joining me for today's edition of Our Daily Bread. I'm Xochitl Dixon. I hope you will be as encouraged as I was by Christopher's story, which I had the privilege of sharing in Secret Giver. For Christopher, a physically disabled veteran, everyday activities had become more challenging, took longer to finish, and increased his pain. Still, he did his best to serve his wife and child. Passersby would see him using a push mower to cut his lawn every week. One day, Christopher received a letter and an expensive riding lawnmower from an anonymous donor. The secret giver's satisfaction came through the privilege of helping someone in need. Jesus doesn't say that all our giving should be in secret, but he does remind us to check our motives when we give. He also said in Matthew 6, "When you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others." While God expects us to be open-handed givers, he encourages us to avoid doing good deeds in front of people for the purpose of receiving accolades or special recognition. When we realize everything we have comes from God, we can be secret givers who don't need to pat our own backs or gain the admiration of others. Our all-knowing giver of all good things delights in the genuine generosity of his people. Nothing beats the reward of his approval. The scripture reading I've selected for today is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Let's pray. Giver of all good things, please purify our hearts, our minds, and our motives, so we can love and give generously, just like you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.